from the outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, you might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray Eye Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the campfire. Listen to that fire this morning on a beautiful Saturday morning.
Beautiful.
Get your microphone up. I can't hear myself in here, Matty G. Not sure what's going on there.
I can hear you.
Ah, there you are. How about that campfire this morning?
Huh? Oh, it's great.
Well, well, well. Here we are. Back in the bunker. We're in the Mossberg Firearms Indian Creek Shooting Systems Studios. And welcome to the show. Wow. What do you think of that breakfast sandwich this morning?
That is... It's been a bit since I had one of these. These are fantastic.
That's a Bambi breakfast sausage with an omelet, and the Bambi breakfast sausage has a cream cheese center, and I have a pepper jack cheese on it this morning, melted, and then we have sharp cheddar in the omelet egg on top, and of course a little Hawaiian jelly from my brother John from Hawaii on that grandma's biscuit.
See how much that was inhaled. You know, I inhaled this today.
Let me tell you a little bit about this week's show. Of course, we're here with Matty G, Peanut, the Vogelbogger, Kevy Kev. And we're going to do a little visiting here in the first segment. Then we're going to run down to the National Trappers Association, which is being held in Springfield, Missouri, and get a field report from our roving reporter, 5 pounds of possum, Mr. Ralphie Dern. Yes, indeed. We're going to see what's going on at the National Trappers Convention. We're probably the only outdoor radio show covering trapping. Don't you think?
Yeah, I bet so.
Yeah. And then I went down to Mountain View this week. I'm getting too old for this turn and burn thing, Vogelbogger. I drove all the way down to Mountain View to Murray's and autographed a bunch of the product and for the upcoming fundraiser and took a nap in the chair at the hunting camp and turned around and came right back home and was there with my bride by that evening. So that's
you look so relaxed there.
That was such a drive. 3 hours down, 3 hours back. What a run. And while I was there, I got a little interview with Murray Anderson, and he's going to tell us about the fundraiser. And this week, we are going to get a hold of Billy Smith and get our July fishing report, what's going on in the rivers in July for summer fishing. And story time is The Adventures of Outdoor Radio, part one. Next week, we'll have part two. And it's going to be fun. I enjoy that story time very much, things we've seen over the years.
Remember we went to the Cabela's opening up in Kansas City, and on the way back, we got stopped by Highway Patrol or the county sheriff?
I don't remember.
They're trying to figure out what that car's doing in this area this time of the morning.
Yeah, that happened. Me and Ralph one time got stopped by the cops in Hillsboro. I was waiting to pick him up and come up to the radio station. What are you guys doing? And it going through a vehicle, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, I talk a lot about restaurants on the show here, and it was interesting when I was coming back from Mountain View. I come through the back roads, you know, beautiful, out through Ellington and up through the hills, you know, out at 106 out of Eminence, and come through there. And I got up toward Ironton. I thought, you know, I'll just run over to Ironton and grab something to eat. It's, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the evening. And, you know, I've earned it. I'm gonna stop and get something to eat. And I was thinking about the food at the place at Fort Davison. I've talked about that. Great restaurant, a great chef there. And I started thinking about the meatloaf that they got there. It's in a big ball. You know, it's awesome. Anyway, solid. Everything's great. I pull in there. It's closed at 4 o'clock. So it wasn't open. So I said, that's okay. I'm going to run up to Caledonia because the cafe there in Caledonia I saw on the way down had a sign, meatloaf. I'm good. And I've had their meatloaf. Me and Pat Leonard, Brother Marty, eat there a lot. It's really good. So I drive to Caledonia, and it's at 5 o'clock, a live band, and the windows are shaking.
Oh.
So I'm not going in there. That's okay. I'll go up to Potosi. It's great. You know, the Barefoot Cafe there in Potosi we've been to, and they have great fried chicken. I started thinking about that fried chicken. Man, Janet loves that fried chicken. I got thinking about my wife, and I'll go there, and I'll grab some fried chicken. I get peanut a piece, and I'll take a piece back home and take it to Jan because she likes the fried chicken. I get there. They're closed for vacation. So I went home and ate a meatball sandwich. I didn't get to eat nothing. We're going to go ahead and get out of here because we're going to visit with Ralph during what?
I've got to tell you one quick story. Did you read what I did this week?
No.
My sister-in-law, I take care of mom.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law bought my mom 2 parakeets, and I'm taking care of these birds.
Okay, you take care of birds, okay.
Okay.
You didn't eat them, did you?
No. And I made the call to the doctor about something the other day, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting there, and I'm taking the cover off in the morning, and as I'm sitting there starting to change the water in there,
yeah.
I hear, hello, hello.
The bird's talking.
And I'm thinking the birds are talking. We haven't had them a month, and they're talking.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
And this is going to be so cool to talk about this.
Yeah.
And then I hear, SC Healthcare, hello? The phone was still on in my pocket. And I was like, I was sitting there going, oh my God, the birds are talking. No, it was my phone.
Grab you another cup of Thomas coffee, and we're going to be right back on the other side and visit with Mr. Ralph Dern. He's going to give us a report from the Trappers Convention, National Trappers Association, down out of Springfield, Missouri. And with that, we'll see you on the other side.